So you were saying that she had a transplant.
Kidney transplant, yeah. Yeah. And that was the second one. The first one, she went down to have. Half an hour before they took her in, they found out that kidney was a diseased one. So they couldn't do it. And about 4 or 5 months after then, she got that phone call to go straight down to Melbourne. Yeah. And it went all right. And she had it done in June. June, July, August, then she got sick. Got that bad flu. Yeah, and I wasn't happy with the care doctor, the kidney specialist, because when she come back, she was going to the doctor every second day to have blood test done, you know. And when she had that flu, she used to tell the doctor she had a flu. Because they told her in Melbourne, if ever you get a flu or feel sick, let your doctor know. And that's what she was doing. And the doctor, he sort of didn't take any notice to it. Then one day, then me and Grace, my oldest daughter, we brought her into her appointment, you know, get their blood test done. And when she came out, the hospital is there and the clinic is in the hospital. And we was parked up on the hill, the hospital there, and the parking spot is up on the hill, just up. When she came back to the car from her appointment, she was crying and she was out of breath after coming out of his clinic. And we had to rush her straight from there round to the hospital, just sort of next door. So that's when she went into hospital and she never come out. After coming out of his clinic, he was sending her home. And yeah. And then in my reports, what I got from the Royal Melbourne Hospital, they said the kidney was a poorly matched kidney anyways. Why put it in if they knew it was a poorly matched one? So she didn't have a chance either way. The first one was a diseased one, that would have took her straight away. And then the other one, second one, was a poorly matched, and it's come from the Royal Melbourne Hospital. So she didn't have a chance.
Very sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you spend a lot of time now with your grandchildren
Yeah,
and your
they're around here.
great-grandchildren. They're all good fun.
Yeah. There's three girls and two boys. Yeah. They're happy, you
The
know.
grandchildren.
Yeah.
And what are their names?
Tony is the oldest boy. Courtney, and then there's Tiffany, Elizabeth, and Tyrone. So Elizabeth only had a little boy the other day, another grandchild for her.
Great grandchild for
Yeah,
you.
a
And
great one for me, yeah.
what was his name?
The baby, they call it Roger after his dad, yeah. So,
And have you got
yeah.
any other great grannies?
Oh, I've got a. That's all what's coming. They're all the great grannies now, low, but probably be more than the grannies. Yeah, I've got about 13 now.
And do you tell them about your then Nyampa heritage and
Yes.
Mungo Man?
Yeah. I tell them about it. Yeah. They came out for the. They came out for the festival in Mildura in
Yeah,
here.
the big concert.
Yeah, and they came out to Mungo a couple of times, you know, some of them, yeah.
Are they interested in it?
Yeah, there he is, yeah. Were any of them to stories and that, yeah.
Any of them involved in the ceremonies over at when Mungo Man was brought back?
No, none of them was involved with it, but they was interested, you know, they was happy that he came home, yeah.
And do you think any of your children will be interested in joining the committee that you're on now to manage what happens with the remains out at Mungo National Park?
Well, I've got a granddaughter, Tamika, and she's very interested in culture and that, you know. Yeah. And then there's my younger son, Nicholas, yeah. He's interested in culture too, you know.
So would you like them to take over from you at some stage?
Well, yeah, be involved, you know.
Yeah.
And carry it over from me, you know, what I do.
And you're very busy still. There's still a lot to be done with Mungo Lady and Mungo
Man.
Yeah,
well, that's it.
And you've been at meetings this week in out at Mungo. Out at whereabouts were your meetings this week?
We had 2 days at the Botanical Garden. And, you know, there's big, big decisions to be made on what's we're going to do. The Mungo Man and the Mungo woman too.
So at the moment they're just kept in boxes.
Yes.
In one of the buildings at Mungo National
That's
Park.
Right, yeah.
So what are the big decisions you have to make?
Well, we have to make a decision, and there is not everybody is happy to do this. There's two ways you can go. Keep them in a keeping place or put them back where they come from.
In the ground.
And there's split decisions, you know. Some wants the keeping place and some want the back where he was taken from.
What do you think?
Well, I myself, you know, I would have liked him to be put back where he was taken from. And, you know, like we wouldn't, but he's a very special person, you know. And a lot of them, well, there's a worry that, you know, people might trace where he is and that.
He's Try very, and dig him up.
Very significant, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's a hard decision to make, isn't
it?
It
is a hard decision, yeah. We've got to do the right thing there and, yeah.
And is there anything else you would like to say? This will be a recording that's going to go in the New South Wales State Library's Oral History Collection, and they're going to make a big effort to... this interview will be a digital copy, and they're going to make a big effort to preserve that and keep it in the library and then eventually put it on the internet, and so that people, your great-grandkids, may one day be able to listen to it on their computer. So it'll be easily accessible. Is there anything else you'd like to say in this interview for future generations?
Well, I hope in the future when we're all gone that the younger ones, you know, younger generation would carry on from what we're doing. Keep it going, a ongoing thing, you know. And I hope that my children, great-grandchildren in it, would be involved in it.
And is there anything else you'd like to say?
Well, I just hope the right decision is made, you know, and what we're going to do with the Mungo Man, yeah, and the Mungo Lady.
Thank you very much for doing this interview and for doing the other interview last year, because the library are very grateful.
No, thank you too.